Hey, this is Lisa Vertali and Gerald Jack for Blockchain Is Us. Today we're going to talk about ID Shield. If you're a merchant out there and you're taking credit cards, and if you own a brick and mortar store and you've been affected by blockchain, there's two ways to look at ID Shield. First of all, everybody has an identity, correct? Yep. And everybody needs protection. And probably everybody within the sound of my voice has been compromised. Even if you live under a rock, if you come into this country, you get a social security number immediately. At least my kids did when they were born, and they're 32 and 29. So I don't think things have changed. The government wants you on the grid immediately. So if you're an employee, if you're an employer or if you own a store, a business, and you take payment from people with credit cards, you could help them protect that credit card from being hacked, which in turn, I would think, would protect you being paid. Because if somebody's identity is hacked and their financial well-being is put at risk, things are frozen. They have to prove they are who they are, so they're guilty until proven innocent. And so if you're on the other side of that equation, having sold them something and their identity was hacked, you might be in that gray area where you don't get your money. I don't know, but I'm just saying, if their identity's been hacked and compromised, things get frozen and people don't care who rightfully is owed money, because they're thieves. They don't care. They don't care if you're stuck with a bill. So there's two ways to look at this. The first way is that everybody needs it because everybody has an identity. The second way, if you're a merchant and you've been hurt, your brick and mortar store has been hurt by the internet, Amazon, and people like Amazon. And unless you've been living under a rock, you probably have been. You need another source of income. You could use one. You could actually sell the identity service to your customers and help them protect their identity. It's a win-win-win for everybody. Correct?
Correct. That's the biggest advantage, is you're at the point of purchase and you see what's going on. So you can recommend, hey, you know, you ought to protect your identity. You ought to protect your credit cards. We have holders for your credit cards that you can give out and advertise your business on these. And also just another stream of income. It's a easy sell because everybody needs it and you're right there using it. So it's a win-win situation. They get covered, you make a couple bucks, and life goes on. But you have that contact with that customer, and it's a lot easier for you to explain why they need it. And it's obvious, you know, you're using your credit card, you're at risk.
Right. And here's the thing, I'm thinking of financial institutions when people say, I have it through my bank. 40% of your identity thievery is your medical records. It's only 17% financial. And whatever those other people are doing for you is not the same as what Kroll would do for you. And I don't know who they would be, your bank, your financial institution, whatever. they're not going to restore your identity.
No, not at all.
They might be monitoring your credit.
Help you recover that overcharge.
Right.
But they're not going to...
They're not going to dig deep and restore your identity to what it was before you were hacked.
No. They're not in the business.
They're not in the business of doing that.
No.
They're in the money business, and people in the money business generally stick with what they know, and they know making money from money. Okay? So
their primary
goal isn't restoring your identity.
No.
Their primary goal is profit, making money. So and that would go for any financial institution that's out there. That's what they do. So, you know, if they offer you a service, great. It's not Kroll though. Ask them, is it Kroll? Yeah, a lot of people would say, you know, they probably don't know who Kroll is. Because most individuals haven't been able to have an account with Kroll. So that's what people don't get. You'd be very fortunate if you had this account with Kroll. And now, groups that we sell to don't get Kroll.
No.
They get, Legal Shield is actually doing
their own.
And Legal Shield is the other service that we sell, and we own a Kroll service membership.
We're individual.
Because we're individual, so I like selling that because I know it works. We know it works. You pick up the phone and you get your licensed investigator on the line, and these people don't mess around. They're serious people. They deal with serious stuff all day long. So if you have a concern, they're going to address it expeditiously. And that's the point. And I don't know any other service that does that. I don't think they do. No other service does what Kroll does. Yep. So it's a no-brainer. Everybody has an identity. You need this service. You need to get it.
It's an opportunity to make additional income.
Yes, it is an opportunity to make it. What is it? It's $24.95 for a family of 10. And you can have your kids on your plan up till they're 26 if they're in college. That's huge. And for an individual, it's $9.95 a month. Mm-hmm. And if you drink coffee, you know that big coffee company that everybody loves? You're spending $4 or $5 on a cup of coffee. Well, we know what happens with that cup of coffee. You drink it, it's gone. Two cups of coffee and you could buy this identity service for a month.
For a month. Yep.
So you choose.
Yep.
Two cups of coffee or protect your identity. So if you have questions, you can email us at t40.jjack@gmail.com. And our website is tllc.wearelegalshield.com. And the name of this podcast is Blockchain Is Us, and it is about three services: Legal Shield and ID Shield that we sell, and ClickFunnels, but it's a software company that allows you to build your own
sales pages.
And our site is built with ClickFunnels. And we are affiliates with ClickFunnels. So, again, the name of this podcast is Blockchain Is Us. Please pass it along because it's free and it can help a lot of people. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.